Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 68, including the results from the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, 2012.
Welcome to the results show for episode 68 of Backseat Box Office, the podcast where we try to predict the top five movies of the box office during the weekend. Now, because this is the results show, it's not an ordinary show. If this is your first time listening, we really do suggest that you stop, go back to an earlier episode, an episode that's not listed as a results show. There's 68 episodes there. More than welcome to pick any of them. Preferably episode 68, then you can come back, listen to the results here, and you'll be all set for next week. Now, as I mentioned last week, my name is William Paul. Usually Tony Mast does this, but he's decided to let me do the work this week, and possibly for the weeks in the foreseeable future. I'm happy with that, just glad to help out. Now, since this podcast is all about the results of the box office, let's go straight to that. Now, I know everybody was expecting Mission Impossible 4, The Ghost Protocol, to come in at number one this weekend. There's a big upset. Apparently, the devil did not want to stay inside. It wanted to come out and stand on top of the hill. Devil Inside is the king of the hill this week at number one. Now, Mission Impossible 4, yes, it did come in at number two. It still, you know, it didn't drop too much. It lost about a third of its prior box office take the week prior. Coming in three was Sherlock Holmes 2, Game of Shadows. Then number four is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Number five, rounding out the bunch, is Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, Chipwrecked. I mean, those kids, they gotta find something better to watch. I'm not a fan of the cheesy kid flick that, you know, is just... But anyway, I also want to go ahead and note, as far as the results, we need to mention War Horse at number 6. We Bought a Zoo at number 7. Yes, Tony, number 7. And then coming in at number 9 is Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Why do we have to go down all the way to number 9? Well, it's a matter of some people picked that. Now, we want to go ahead and move into the picks. What people picked, what people chose. Actually, this past week, I got to listen to the actual regular episode before doing the results. Yes, I did not follow my own advice before recording last week. I only have myself to blame. But with the picks, the hosts, what they picked, we can go into that right now. Now, Tony said on the episode, he said We Bought a Zoo was his safety pick. I think what should have been his safety pick was the Devil Inside. Because apparently that blew everyone out of the water. Only one person chose The Devil Inside as their first pick from the results I was able to gather. And that was BD. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Tony, he picked Mission Impossible 4. Then Sherlock Holmes, Alvin and the Chipmunk, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and then We Bought a Zoo at number 5. Now, Mission Impossible, that was number 2. Sherlock Holmes, that was number 3. Alvin and the Chipmunk was number 5. And so the only one he got right was Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 4. That gave him 19 points for the week. Now, Jonathan came in with an 18 for the week. He got that by taking Mission Impossible 4, then Sherlock Holmes, Alvin and the Chipmunks, just like Tony did. And then he actually went with War Horse, which came in at 6 at number 4. And then The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 5. He chose that at number 5. It actually came in at number 4. So, as I said, 18 points for Jonathan. Now, as far as the other hosts, I'm not sure if there are any other hosts. Wait. Andrew, yes. Is he still considered a host if he just phones it in? I'm not sure. You know, Andrew, I jest, yes, I'm sorry. I know you're pretty much the only person who gave me a compliment on last week's show. And, you know, please, I'm not fishing for compliments. No. But, anyway, Andrew's picks. He went, just like Tony and Jonathan for the first three picks, Mission Impossible 4, Sherlock Holmes, Alvin and Chipmunks. Then he went Girl with a Dragon Tattoo for number 4, and then War Horse for number 5. Now, with Mission Impossible, with those picks, he came in with a 20. So, with that, there was actually at least two other people that got a 20 with those picks, Uriah and myself. Now, I understand what I said last week. I said that you really don't want to pick the same things that I picked. But Uriah had picked first, and he posted to the website. And now, even though I independently came to those choices, I did technically say ditto Uriah. So, it's not that he was following me, it was I was following them. Jeff also got a 20 for the week. He got it a little bit differently. He went Mission Impossible 4, The Devil Inside, then Sherlock Holmes at 3 instead of 2, War Horse at 4 instead of 6, then Alvin and Chipmunks he got right at number 5. Now, of course, we've got all these people at 20, got the host taken care of. As I said, BD, you know, he's got the 24. And Tony, I'm sorry, but he got, yeah, his choice of The Devil Inside at number 1, where it's supposed to be, actually did him some good. So we've got BD choosing The Devil Inside at number 1, where it came in, Mission Impossible 4, where it came in, Sherlock Holmes at number 3, where that came in, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 4, where that came in. His only slip-up was taking War Horse at number 5 instead of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Apparently he has a little bit more faith in humanity than people deserve. War Horse came in at 6, so he lost 1 point. He's at 24, highest score for the week. Congratulations, BD. Now, we have Cougaron next on the scoring list. He picked up 19, just like Tony, just like Mark. Cougaron got a Mission Impossible 4 for number 1, Sherlock Holmes 2 at number 2, The Devil Inside again. There really weren't many people that chose The Devil Inside. Apparently people thought that horror movies in January, I guess that's just the way things go. Anyway, as I was saying, The Devil Inside at number 3, Alvin and the Chipmunks he chose at number 4, then The Devil Inside. I am losing my mind. Sorry about that. Alvin and Chipmunks at number 4, then The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 5. So, transposing those the 4th and 5th pick, netted him a few points loss, putting The Devil Inside at number 3 instead of number 1, shifting everything around. As I said, you got the number 19. Then we move to Mark. We've got Mission Impossible 4, The Devil Inside, had a little bit better take for that than most people. Then Sherlock Holmes at number 3, got that right. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, number 4. And then Alvin and Chipmunk, those final three, gotten in the right spot. Then we have a relative newcomer to the game, S, with Mission Impossible 4, then Sherlock Holmes, then The Devil Inside, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and then War Horse, netting her an 18. That's almost the same as what Father Beast gave. There, Father Beast matched those matched SS picks 1 through 4, and then chose Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, netting him a 17 instead of an 18. Wait, did I do the maths right on that? I'm not sure about that. How could... Tony, check my numbers. I'm not sure. I'm just... it. Who knows? But we'll go on. Mrs. Beast. Mission Impossible 4, the Ghost Protocol, number 1 she chose, then Sherlock Holmes, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy at number 3, Alvin and Chipmunks at number 4, then The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 5, netting her a 17 as well. Then Melanie, rounding out the list of people I have scores for, Mission Impossible 4 at number 1, Sherlock Holmes at number 2, The Devil Inside she chose at number 3, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy at 4, then Alvin and Chipmunks 3, Chipwrecked, rounding out number 5. I have that listed as a 16 for her score for the week. Now, I realize there's probably some people sending voicemails, completely viable option, but since I don't, like I said, I don't have access to Tony's computer, I can't, you know, I don't know what those are, how they factor in. We went down the list pretty much as the scores came in, as the scores laid for how high of a score they are, how those how that relates to the leaderboards and new placement. That I can't tell you. I'll let Tony tell you what that is. I'm handing it over to him now. Tony, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, William. Now, we do have a little bit of confusion about some of the scoring. Fortunately, our other intern, S, is on the job, and she's done a fantastic job of getting all our scores together, figuring it all out. And when I read the results from the leaderboard here in just a few minutes, you'll get all the correct scores, and we're going to get William and S working together a little bit more in sync in the next week, so that hopefully we can get all the scoring issues taken care of. So disregard the scores that William gave. He did give the right picks, but the scores are a little off. It's all right. It's all right. The maths are confusing. Jonathan can attest to that. Anyway, we've got a couple of voicemails still left over. William had all the rest of the picks except for these two voicemail, and so let's go ahead and hear from Scott and Tad.
Hey, gents. Guess it's been a while since I've left a voicemail. I don't really have anything to bring you up on, because I don't think I talk about my personal life in these. But anyway, picks. I'm going to say... Mission Impossible the 4th. It continues to make lots and lots of money. And even if it loses half of that money this weekend, that's still more than I think anything else can do. Number 2. Devil Inside. It's got the Paranormal Activity name on it, somehow, loosely. And, I don't know, maybe people want horror movies after all this Christmas malarkey. Number 3, Sherlock 2. Number 4, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the slightly less rapier American version. And number 5, Chipmunks. Number 3, because, you know, if it didn't come into the top 5 again, I wouldn't hate my life or the world. But with that, I'm gonna... wish you all a fine weekend. Catch you later.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I'm going to just pretty much go with what the results were last week. I'm going to go Mission Impossible at number 1, Sherlock Holmes at number 2, Chipmunks at number 3, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number 4, and War Horse at number 5. Just decided to go with that, and I hope it works out, and good luck to everybody. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Tad. Now, Scott had Mission Impossible at number 1 and The Devil Inside at number 2. Those were reversed, so he got 2 points off for Mission Impossible, 1 point for Devil Inside. He had the rest of his picks correct. Sherlock Holmes in third, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo in fourth, and Alvin and the Chipmunks in fifth. So Scott ended the week with a 22. Tad had Mission Impossible at number one and Sherlock Holmes at number two. Those, of course, were shifted, and he lost 2 points for Mission Impossible, one for Sherlock Holmes. Chipmunks, he had at in third place, lost 2 points there. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in fourth, that was correct. And then Warhorse in fifth, that was actually in sixth, so lost another point there. Tad ended the week with a 19. Thanks again, guys, for calling in. Don't forget, you can always call in your picks, and that means that somebody doesn't have to rate them. So get on out there. Use the phone line. Email an MP3. Hook up with me, and we'll can set it up on Dropbox. We'll figure it out. We'll get your voice heard on the podcast. Now, on to the leaderboard. We're going to go ahead and do a full leaderboard this time, just because it's been a little while since we've done the full leaderboard, and it might be worth revisiting, especially since we need to make sure that all the scores are represented correctly. So let's go ahead and start with number 17, William. His average of a 17.44 has him in 17th place. His score of a 19 this week actually brought him up slightly. Mentally's score of 15 brought her down to a 17.56. She's in 16th place. Mrs. Beast's 14 brought her down to 17.94. She's in 15th place. Jonathan is in 14th place. His 17 this week brought him down to a 19.06. Father Beast has a 19.23. His 17 brought him down to that this week. Uriah's 20 brought him down slightly to a 19.35. And Andrew's 20 broke the tie and brought him up to a 19.44 this week. Now, into the top 10, Mark's 22 brought him up to a 19.88. Cougaron's 19 brought him down slightly to 20.69. Tom did not participate this week and lost a little bit because of it. Because of the way the mulligans work, he's run out of mulligans, and he had to take the lesser of his average, which was in the 20s, and the weekly average, which was 18.93, subtract one from that, he had a 17.93 on the week, bringing his average down to a 20.72. Next up in the leaderboard, me. I got an 18, brought me down to a 21.22. Tad got a 19, brought him up to 21.28. Jeff's 20 brought him down to 21.29. I said Tad was up. He's actually down to 21.28. Very close, 21.29, Jeff. Next up, Scott. His 22 this week brought him up to a 21.31. S hanging in there up in the upper echelon. Her 19 brought her down slightly to a 22. BD regains the second place spot. His 24 brought him up to a 22.18. And last but not least, Monty. His average score of a 24 is maintained as he did not participate this week, and it was his first time not participating. Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you so much to William for reading everything. You may or may not tell I'm a little bit congested, but that's okay because William did the heavy lifting here. Thanks for listening, guys, and don't forget to check in on Friday for the big show. Catch you next time.